Well, that's this is the hemshich. This is the next gemara where it brings down the whole machlokes. Yeah, this is the whole mach. This is the mamash the next gemara. The whole machlokes of Moish Rishonis and not Moish Rishonis. He has to let her know. I mean, the chayra. Once the father sells it, the father already gives his eskama because yid is built in. And Toma, which is still a katana. I will see. Yeah, this is mamash the next sugya. I want to go back to one thing, though. It's interesting. Tois is bothered by this kasha that was raised over here. That when the Gemara makes a diuk in Divrei Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara says, Toshma, the big doi ba, kim jepirish tuli salesh, avin rosh ala maichra. So the Gemara makes a diuk. Zibuni udi la mazbala, hoyu udi miyaidla. Now this hoyu udi miyaidla can't mean to do yid again, because he can never sell her again. So that's what Rashi says. Hoyim yumi yaidlo. Rashi says towards the bottom of the skinny lines in Rashi. Kalayim ali kedushin shaloshim shubichas moichor. So Toisvus. So the oil was bothered. Why should the Gemara use the lav dav galoshin? So Toisvus has an interesting thing here. I didn't see this before. Look at Toisvus zibuni. Zibuni de la mazbin lo hayudi miyaidlo. So he starts off like Rashi. Lav dav yudi miyaidlo. It doesn't mean dafke yid. It means kiddushin. What's the diyuk? The iloya yochel kach. Because if he couldn't be mekadosh her, or my kamashuv in Rishal Moichah, why is it saying he can't sell her? Pshita filu kodesh in yochel, kodesh in the Moichah. He can't be mekadosh her. If he can't be mekadosh her, of course he can't sell her. So it should have said, you know, he can't do anything. And the fact that it says he can't be Moichah her is mashma. Yeah, he can't be Moichah her, but he could be mekadosh her. That was the diuk of the Gemara. So Toisvus, is saying you have to read the Gemara lav dafka. Then he says v'yesh miyashvin agirsa, that those that want to keep the girsa and they read the Gemara like this. Who the loy mazbin lo? Yeah, they read the Gemara like this. The Gemara said zbuni who the loy mazbin lo, which means holishar mili mati avid, but other things he could. Right, that's what he included in the words. Zibuni le mazbin lo. You follow the first time we had in the first way of learning, hud le mazbin lo, right? Ha yudi miyad lo, yeah. But yid he could do, and yid in that according to the first way of learning is lav dafka because it really means kedushin. Now Tosfos is saying no. Zibuni hud le mazbin lo. Parentheses that automatically implies holishar mili matzi avid. That's already all nichlal on those words, and on that become a tama gemara. On that the gemara asks a kasha: hayudim yaidla. How could you let him go ahead and be makadisher? He already did yid kloimar. Hey, I'm in the shar mili matzi avid, meaning kedushin, but kvar yudim yaidla. V'yom nisunoi said lavi v'shuspa. Toisvus calls it a doichuk. He's saying like this. He's saying an alternate pshat for the oilam who did not want to learn that yield in the Gemara is lav davka. Yeah, we're speaking the Gemara. Look in the Gemara for a second. You hear this? We read the Gemara. Rashi reads the Gemara. Zbuni who do the mazbin law, right? That's what it said. That's what Kiva said. He can't sell her, and we're going to deduce from that. Ha yudim yaid lo. That's what we read the Gemara. But if you read the Gemara that way, yid really means kedushin. So Tosfos says he calls it toichak, but he says if you want to say that the Gemara is not lav davka, you can read the Gemara like this: zbuni with the mazbin lo. And in those words, what we're deducing from those words is understood. It's not spoken out. Zbuni with the mazbin lo. You can't sell her. Mashma, you can marry her off. Now on that, the Gemara has a kasha. How can he marry her off? Hayud miyarla, he already made yitter once. V'yam and nisun ois and v'yid makes nisun v'chulei v'chulei. That's nichlal on the kasha.
The father did yid because when he sells her an alma, the original yid. It's like he was mekadesher. That's what he's saying?
No, we know he did the original yid. That anyway pshat in the Gemara. When the Gemara asks, V'yam and nisun ois, kevin and nisun shuvin al v'yabashuz, but what's the Gemara asking? If we know he did yid once, and Rabbi Kiva said once you did yid, you can't sell it. And the diyuk is, yeah, you can't sell her, but you can marry her off. And on that we're saying, if Yid makes Nisuin, how could he ever marry her off again? He is already out of her rishos. Right? That's what the Gemara was asking. Just this way of learning is, the words of Yehudim Yayla are part of the kasha. They're part of the V'i Amrit. You understand? They're not the hemshik of the Zbuni Hudul Mazbin law, but rather they're the Divri Haktoma to the V'i Amrit. The whole V'i Amrit, the whole kasha V'i Amrit, what's the kasha V'i Amrit? V'i Amrit, what's V'i Amrit saying? Right, well, why? Because he did yid once. He did yid once. And if yid makes nisuin, then how could he ever marry her again? That was Gemara's raya, that yid is only erisin and not nisuin. So the words of Yehudim Yayla are building towards the Amrit. How could he say he can marry her up? What do you mean? He did yid to her already. And if yid makes nisuin, then he can then marry her again. That's what Toys is reading the Gemara in the second Mahalik. No, yeah.
In the first way that we learned it was...
No, the first way was Zbunu de la Mazbin law, which implies Hayudi Miyayid law.
That he can marry her up after he marries up. Ishus Achar Ishus. Right? That's the implication.
Correct.
He can't sell her. There's the Shivchas after Shivchas, but there's Ishus after Ishus.
Correct. So the first way we learned that, that's what we're saying.
Right, so it makes us, you can't say that it's Yid, because Yid means he sold her also.
Yid right? Means Yid.
But regular Yid, you can't mean regular Yid, because that means he sold her. Is that the problem?
Avada, yeah.
So you can't
the way you read the Gemara, the way we read the Gemara,
first.
Yid is Lav Dafka, really just means Kedushin.
Because it can't be what I call regular Yid.
Avada.
Because that means he sold her. So
right. That's right.
So now Tosa says...
The Taisa says, aye, but let's say you want to keep the Gemara Dafka, you want to learn the Gemara,
yid.
That it means real Yid. So then you just put those words with the Hemshek of the V'amrit. Meaning the Gemara was not speaking out any Yesh Ishus Achar Ishus. It was just implying Yesh Ishus Achar Ishus. In the words, Buni Yodul Mazmala is already the implication, you cannot sell her, but you could marry her off. It's already nikla in those words. It's not in the words, Ha Yudhi Miyadla. The words are the hemshik of the Gemara. How can you say you can marry her off? We're talking about a case where the guy did yid already. And if he did yid already and yid makes nisuin, how can he marry her?
The
first time. The halb yid miyadla is going on the first time.
The advantage of the second time is that is what? Is it that yid really means yud?
Yeah, if you want to learn yid means dafka, and that's how you learn.
Dafka
even though Tosfos calls it a doichak in the passions of reading the Gemara is not that way.
How can it?
But if you want it to be the words Dafkas, that's what you say.
It can, because once you interpret it as real Yid.
Yeah, it's real Yid.
But that means there also was Shifkas, a wretch.
There was, Avada there was. That's the case, but Big Doiba. Came into Pirish Talis Oleh, which was Yid, Shevin of Ashar Lemaicher. This one, Yud Miyadi, was going in the original Yid that was done, according to the second way in Tosfos. It's going on the big day ball. It's the V'amrit. What was the V'amrit saying? What is the V'amrit saying? The V'amrit saying there was a yid done over here.
If yid meant,
and if that means the suin, then it can't be. So those that all you the miyad law go with the V'amrit. How you miyad? There was a yid done. V'amrit is suin. And if that would be a crate in the suin, then how could you ever marry off again?
Right, but the only thing is again, once you establish that. After you sell her for shivchas, you can't do these things, right? So then, what's the question for me? What's the question of you that if it's nisuin, even if it's not nisuin?
No.
Even if it's not nisuin,
if it's not nisuin, then we understand why you can marry her off again.
Why? But you had shivchas.
Marry her for kedushin.
No. You're saying the way Tosfos explains this. The way Tosfos explains it, he means a real you, which means what? You sold her as a shivcha, and now the other one's
going to
marry her, right?
Yeah, which happened, right? The big day ball.
Okay, but if that happened, that means you sold her for shiftless already.
That's
so
right.
So what's the question at all from you being Yisun or Erisun?
Because how can you marry her off again for regular Kedushin?
But how can you marry her off again if you sold her?
You're allowed to. That's Isha Zachar. You're allowed to do Isha Zachar
shiftless. All right, you can't do
that. Right. If I think it's marry her off again. Regular Kedushin, you could do. Regular Kedushin, you could do again. That's the Diyuk. Regular Kedushin, you could do again. But the raya of the Gemara was, what was the first time around when he made the yid, what was that? If that was nisuin, there's no way you could do regular kedushin again. So the way Tosfos is reading the Gemara and the second way is, the words, homi yud mi yoyla, are going back on the first time. You understand? The way we learned the Gemara, homi yud mi yoyla, is going on, what could you do now? What could you do now? We know that's not yid, it must really mean kedushin. And that's lav davka. But he's just saying, if you want to read the Gemara davka, Yesh miyashven agir, the Tosfos says that the word yid means yid. If you read it like that, then you have to say those words are going back on the first time we did the yid, and the way we originally learned the Gemara, that those words are the implied diuk from the words zbuni hudu lamazbin law. Now you have to say that the implied diuk from zbuni hudu law is unspoken.
And you would say Rashi just...
That's a given in
the
Gemara.
Rashi likes to read the Gemara
and like
to read the Gemara.
Yeah, because it's doichik to read the Gemara that way. Yeah, yeah. Tois himself says it's doichik to read the Gemara that way. Tois himself, you know, really starts out with the first way.
But I'm just... Same time.
It's an interesting shot because people were... Right, I understand. That's why he's bringing it. The maila is that it's not lav davka. Which seemed to bother a lot of people yesterday. It's lav davka.
So lav davka is it's just absolutely confusing.
Yeah, yeah, good. So according to this, that wouldn't be a problem. That wouldn't be a problem. Yeah. So it's going to doik, like, I guess, because that's not the normal way for the Gemara to speak it out. The first way makes much more sense in terms of how the Gemara would speak it out. It's just the first way is lav davka. You understand what I mean?
And again, when it says hayid mi yayid la, it doesn't mean two real yids.
Huh? Two? What do you mean two?
What does it mean?
Hayud miyadla means, we're going to which malach?
Tosfos.
He already did yid with this lady.
And now you want to do
And
what?
Now you want to do kedushin.
A regular kedushin. So
yeah,
about
the regular kedushin.
The yid there, so again, so Tosfos is still saying that the second yid is talking about regular kedushin.
Yeah, but the Gemara never calls that yid. The Gemara never, according to the first way of learning, the Gemara uses the word yid and really means kedushin. According to the second way of learning, that never happens. The Gemara never uses the word yid and means kedushin. Not once.
No?
Not at all.
No, when it's
that's what Tosfos is gaining. That's his whole point. That means he made yid with her originally.
Okay.
So now.
And now what happens?
He wants to marry her off.
The father married her off now, but she had.
So again, to that second lashon of miyad is regular kedushin.
There's no lashon miyad. Hayud miyad miyad means no. It doesn't mean he did it twice. Hayud miyad doesn't mean he did it twice. It means he was miyad her. It's the way the Gemara talks.
Hayud miyad just means that he did. That means referring to the first
one. Yeah. It's the first time. Yeah. First time. And we were medayik that he can't sell her, but he could marry her off. So how can you marry her off if the first time he did the year is nisuin, and once the father does nisuin, he can't be mekadesh anymore?
Because the way I read it, it just sounds like zibune who below mizavi lo, right? Zibune says what happened, then
you can't sell her,
so there's nothing to do. So I read Yehude, like zibune, what you did,
no.
Miyayed.
No, that's not. That's no. According to either pshat, that's not. No, I don't think so. Zbuni with the mazbul, selling her, you can't do it.
Are
you hitting me? Yeah, though, but
you can do it.
No, because.
Why? That's
Zbuni and Yid aren't two different things. It's got to be the fact that you can't sell it again afterwards.
Don't they parallel Zbuni who the low mizavin, Yude miyayid? No, I don't know.
No. No way.
That's how I read it.
No way.
If that's the case, then that's...
There's no way they said that in here.
Because the Gemara starts out and says,
meaning what? Which means what? Zivune who the law is
Originally.
If he did
no,
Zivune,
but that's
no,
not true.
If he did Zivune, that's the law is Then he can't sell her. Then he can't sell her again. But if he did yud, miyayla, then he can do yud, then he can do yud again.
No, but it's not true. That's not true, though. I'll tell you why it can't be that. Because
there's a sheet that you can, right?
According to Rabbi Akiva, you can. According to Rabbi Akiva, you can do shivchas hafashim.
Correct.
We remember daik in the words of Rabbi Akiva. And according to Bikiba, selling her twice is not a problem. So you can read it, if he sold her once, you can't sell her again. That's good to be keep it, that's not true.
So you read that?
No, you read it like, no, that...
What's
Zvonihud L'Mitzad? That's the way it's good. That's, in English, that means that we're making a deal to keep his words. You can't sell it. Zvonihud L'Mitzad. Selling her, I can't do. But I could do it. So, but the only problem was, until now, we were, those words... That I could do yid, you know what I mean? I could do kiddushin. Tois is saying a new way that it'll come out.
Probably just the other is a sale only. He can no longer sell her.
He can no longer sell her.
He can no longer sell her.
Yeah. Wait, is that what, is that black or is that
yeah,
in black?
Yeah, can no longer sell her.
Oh, it's in black.
He can no.
That's a problem.
Why?
Because that's how I'm interpreting it. No longer sells her means that what he's going to do, if it's in black.
He can no longer sell her.
And what does the next part say?
No, that just means he can no longer sell her, but he can give her over to betrothal. That's what it means. Once Yid was made, he can no longer sell her, but he could be Makadosh.
You're right, because it says, because Yud Midiyah, it just says, he yeah, can't, that's another. One thing.
Today, the double lunch is good, like it's like a deek. The spoony you can't do, but
there's no word.
That's how you
there's
read
no
it,
word for yield, actually.
Yield?
Yeah, there's no word in English for yield.
I guess.
Control, though, but it's not really control,
I guess it's a specific kind of.
Well, that translation is Rashi's translation, right?
Oh, that's true. That's according to Rashi, anyway, it doesn't mean that.
Betrothal is ensuing, right?
Okay, interesting. I very good. Okay, fine. I didn't realize you're reading it different the whole time.
Yeah, that was...
Very good. Okay, right there. Anyway, it's interesting. Tosfos, it bothered people yesterday. This whole thing with Labdapka, so this is an alternate shot that Tosfos brings. Toshma. Hey, Michael the Krivim. You can't sell her to Krivim. Mishum Velez, I'm Michael the Krivim. What's a Machlaikas? Does the Mechira have to have a denying it that you could do Yid? When the Torah said Yid, did it mean the Mechira has to have the potential for Yid? Or no, the Torah just meant if it has the potential for yid, then do yid. If it doesn't have the potential, then don't do yid. But the mechira is still a good mechira. That's the machlokes. So the Tanakhama says you cannot sell her to Krivim because they can't do yid with her. Rebbeinu says no, you couldn't make her the Krivim. That doesn't matter whether they could do yid or not. The Torah just meant if it's available, it's available. If it's not, it's not. It's got nothing to do with whether the mechira is a good mechira or not. Shavin, and they both agree. You could sell her as an amana to a going god. Why? Because those things, meaning even the Tanakhama who holds you can't sell it to Kriven, will be moided to this, because this is not chayvei krisis. This is just chayvei lavin or asay, and those things, even though they're aser, but kedushin is toifsin. So Mamela, even the Tanakhama would agree that you could sell it to them. Okay.
Tanakama would agree in a case where if you had a scenario where the adon was a karov of Arayas Kares, but the son wasn't. Is that possible to have a case like that?
Where but the son wasn't?
Where the adon would be an iser and the son wouldn't be, so you would have a possibility
no
of youth
yeah,
because
but
you'd have the son involved.
I don't know, but it could be he holds it has to be possible for the Adam himself.
The
Torah says the Adam himself.
Not just the possibility of you.
Yeah, he's learning. He's learning
the Adam.
The Chayre. He's learning when the Torah said you, it meant you have to have, it has to have, it has to be possible. Yeah. And the Torah said it on the Adam. I mean, the Chayre. See? Chayre. Fine, very good. So good, yeah. So now, this girl, how did she become an Ammana? High Ammana, Hechidomi. Ilim with the Kaddish Nafcha, that if she married herself off, Amana Karila, she's not called an Amana, because she's still a Kitana, so it's not Chal. Vela the Kitchravi, it must be a father's Makadisha. The only way she became an Amana at this tender age was that her father's Makadisha. Correct? But she was still a Kitana. And now he wants to marry her, now he wants to sell her to the Kohen Gadol. Okay. So one second now. Me Motzi Maz bin Law. So how could her father sell her? You cannot sell the shifka zachar ishus. That's Rabbi Kiva's din. Rabbi Kiva's din was, and Rabbi Shimon agreed to the din also, you cannot sell the shifka zachar ishus. So how'd she become an amana? Now he's selling it to the Kohen Gadol. The Amr of Amram. Now I thought, right away here, I thought, maybe this is going to Eliezer Shita. Because if Eliezer holds, you could sell the Shifka Zachar Ishus. You just can't sell the Shifka Zachar Shifkas. But we'll see later why the Gemara didn't want to say that right now. Right? We had three Shitas. We had Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Kiva holds Ein Shifka Zachar Ishus, but Yeh Shifka Zachar Shifkas. Rabbi Eliezer holds the opposite, and Rabbi Shimon holds both. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, we wouldn't have any kashas right now. So obviously, we'll see later why the Gemara didn't want to use Rabbi Eliezer right now. So how could he sell her? Ain Meicha is Bitla Shifka Zachar Ishus. So how did she become an Amana and now he's selling her to a Kohen Gadol? The Amar of Amman Rabbi Yitzchok.
Can I ask you a quick question about that? That's talking about Kiddushin and Nisuin. You can only become an Amana after Nisuin, right?
Kiddushin and Nisuin? Kiddushin also.
Kiddushin also.
Yeah. The Amar of Amman Rabbi Yitzchok. Hakim Kiddushin Yiyot. Over here, we're talking about the first time she was married. She was not married regular. She was married with Yud.
So that's not the father's doing.
Oh, the Aliba, the and it's going according to Mitzvah Shita. The Amar Moyes Rishon is lovely Kedushin Nitnu. So he's saying, if Moyes Rishon is lovely Kedushin Nitnu, then we view when he gives the money over later on, that's called the Kilu she accepted the money, not the father. And the whole din, Ein Meichi, that he can't be Meicher her, Ein Shifka Zachar Ishus, is when he did the Ishus. But if she did the Ishus,
then she could do it as a Kitana?
Yeah, I guess according to that Mandomar, the Chiddush, that's the Chiddush of Yehud, that even as a Kitana, we view it as if she created the Ishus.
Go back to the first.
So then,
go back to the first scenario. How can you say she did? How
could
you call her Amanda if she's the
Katana? No, that was
talking about
regular Kiddush.
So Yud,
it's special because every son calls it.
What happens in Yud?
Yeah.
All of a sudden.
That's what Rashi said. Moi zeg v'shoyin yishem mknos alav the Kiddush nitnu. Ich miyad lo ba'av de sheish lo leh miyad lo ve'in Kiddush nelo ide av. U gzeres that kosev ishu Kiddush. That's a special because every son calls it. And a chinami. That if you hold that it's not the Moyes of Rishonis, you hold the whole thing happens later. So how's it happening later? She's a Katana. He doesn't have dealings with the father at that point. So the Vart is that's what Zeresa cost him, then she could accept the Kedushin. So if that's the case, then if she'll be coming on money after that, the father still has rights to sell her. Because holding of Ain Shifka's Akar Ishus is only by Bebig Daiba. It's Bebig Daiba. The whole din of Ein Shifkas Achar Ishus is when the father can't do an Ishus then do a Shifkas.
But
in this case, the father didn't do the Ishus.
It's things that he can't do. He can't affect the big day, the noise of the pasuk. But it's not on her. What can happen to her?
That's right. The noise of the pasuk is what he's allowed to do. That's what the pasuk's talking about. So if you hold, like, if so, over here we're saying that the hadith become an amana. So we're saying two things: A, it was not a regular kiddushin; it was yid, and B, it's the manda omar that the yid happened separately from the moyes harishonis, and therefore the father can still sell it to the kohen gadol after that.
And again, we're assuming that by yid, a katana can affect her marriage.
That's exactly
the cause. That doesn't take her out of the shoes of the father because she's done something.
What do you mean?
She we need her.
One second. Let's see. Well, it depends. Okay. It depends if it makes the suin or kedushin. That's what the Gemara is going to say. If it's just a regular kedushin, no, that doesn't take out the shoes of the father. Especially because there is a cause. The year that works. Why should it affect the other halachas? If the guy dies and then she goes back home, she's still a katana, so she's still a katana. I don't see necessarily that the gzeiras hakosav has to affect all the other halachas that the father has the reshus in her. The chayra. The chayra, that's what the Gemara is saying. Yeah?
So what are we saying? We're saying so, there's two types of you. There's a you that what? That the father...
Oh, it's a machlaikas. We're saying that if Moses Rishonis make the Yud, then that would be called the father made the Yishus. But if you hold like the Manda Omar, that Moses Rishonis are not for the Kedushin, then that's called, the Rashi says, that's not called Ayidei Av. Ein Kedushin Elo Al Yidei Av. Because there's a Kosovo issue
Kedushin. According to the Mandamar that says Maus Rishonos, right, doesn't make it. If the other comes to the father and says, I want to be Miyayed, your daughter. So that Mandamar says, the father has nothing to do with it anymore? That's it? The father's totally out of the picture?
We'll see. Yeah, the Chari is talking to her.
She gets the money, you're saying?
Yeah. He can't do Kedushin with the, he can't do this Yud Kedushin with the father? If he wants to, the other.
According to this, once again, we'll see more when we get. We'll see more when we get to the sugya. Yeah. But that's exactly what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying at least this much. This much we see so far.
It's a katana, right?
This much. Yeah, but you're
expanding it.
You're expanding it too much. You want to know how all the other luck has fallen into place? Okay, one thing you see. All we're saying is, we have to learn each Gemara in order, we'll get there. All we're saying right now is one thing, that the din of Ein Shitkas Acher Ishus would not apply here. It's not called that the condition came either the father, enough to call it that he has now an Issa to sell it. What would be with other lapids who keeps the money and this and that? Okay, it's a Hashem. That's already... Hopefully the Vaita in the Gemara. Okay, fine. So, but if you hear what he's saying, that's the case of the mother of the Kohen Gadol. We have the case of the mother of the Kohen Gadol. So now, one second. Iyam bin Nisuin Oysa, if it makes Nisuin, Kemichin Nisa, Shemin Avila Bishuzba. Once she makes Nisuin, then he's out of, she's out of his Bishuz. So it can be Nisuin. Elamai Erisin. So must be that. So we're being right. It's not Nisuin, it's Erisin. So, in fact, the Gemara, one second. V'alamai, so what do you want to tie in? You want to bring a poop from here? There's Erisin, right? Erisin Oysa. If it's Erisin Oysa, V'shavin Shemoichra, how can it say that they both agree that they could sell her? Ha'in Adam Oichra's beat the ship with Zacharishus. Anyway, you have a problem with Ha'in Adam Oichra's beat the ship with Zacharishus. Elamai, so remember, what do you want to say? Exactly what Rashi just spoke out. Shiny Erisin Didom, Erisin Davia. Right? What gives you a right to say here that he could sell her? What happened to Ein Shifchas Acher Ishus? The Teretz is because he's saying that when she's makabel the kedushin later on, when she's makabel the year later on, that's different. So if once you have to say anyway it's different, then I feel that like nisuin. I could even tie in that it's nisuin oisa and shani nisuin the dam nisuin davir, just like you're being mechalek in the din of Ein Shifchas Acher Ishus, and you're saying that since she was makabel the Ishus, he could still sell her the shifchas. And that's different than the two would be makabel the ishus. So I'll tell you the same thing. I'll tell you like this: loyalim means nisuin. And if it has mekasha, once there's nisuin, she goes out of father's ishus. No, that's regular nisuin. But nisuin, which she herself took on, that's different. Anyway, you're coming on to this chiluk. So why the same chiluk to nisuin? Zakti maranein. That's not the same thing. Hi, my fish lameiris and eiris and shiny. Al nisuin nisuin me shiny. Meaning, like we said. You want to talk about the din? Look at Rashi Bishlam. Look at Rashi Bishlam. Bishlam is in shiny to ikalim meimar av kopit kra. Because over there, I can make a chilek. I can say a svara. The pasuk was makban on the father. The loyal is out in the bus of the kitchen, not to sell after his mekadosher. Mekiva no any kedushin lav you of it. Since he didn't make these kedushin, nitin loy bishus lemayik. He can still sell her. I mean, we have here a logical chilek, but by nisuin. Mi shayni zok Rashi came to Nisuin the rice and ninu nafka the gami meshusay. The void that Nisuin sends her out of his meshus. What?
Yeah,
the void is once she goes to Nisuin, she's already too far of the meshus. Ma leave. She took the Nisuin, or if he took the Nisuin. Over there, the chilik doesn't apply. So Mamela was saying we could have a raya from this case that all Yid can do is Erisin, and that's it, and not Nisuin.
What do they practice about?
What?
What do they practice? That means
about Adon, Rai, Zay, Shifta, Rabba. I mean, you still have to do Chuppah, you still have to do Chuppah, whatever that entails. I mean, there's a lot of Nafkaminas. I mean, the Gemara is Nafkamina. The Tamil, Yersha, all these things. If he doesn't do the Maitz of Chuppah afterwards, his halachas won't apply. I mean, it's also an afkamina that if he dies and she goes back to the father, is the father still reshusin her or not? It's also an afkamina. Okay. Ulav Nachum Yitzchok Domar, I feel the Abyeis of Yehuda, Mois of Yishoinus in the Kiddushin Nitnu. I will see, again, we still have to see the Gemara later. But Rav Nachum Yitzchok says that that's not Rav Yitzchok Yehuda meant. Rav Yitzchok Yehuda really also agreed that the Moyes of Yishon's Kedushin did know what this Machlekes is and what he meant. We'll have to see. But according to that Shita, even he agrees that it's Moyes of Yishonis. But my Mukum Lo, so now how are you going to learn on Malik and Godel? Now you're stuck. According to Rav Nachum Yitzchok, everybody holds the initial money goes for the Yid, which means everybody's holding the father made the Yishus. Which means ancient Chazakish, how can he ever sell it to the Goyen Gadol?
Why can't you say the same answer?
We have no answer. We lost that answer now.
No, about the shiny.
There is no more shiny.
Why?
He holds that everybody agrees, Moyes of Rishonis of Kedusha Nidnu. Which means the father makes the Kedusha according to everybody, the Kul Alma.
It's still different. One's Yid, one's regular Kedusha.
So what? No, but so what? But Ishus, that doesn't matter. The din of Ein Shiv Chazakar Ishus was learned out by Yid. That's what it was learned out from. That's for sure. So Zakti Gemara, Mukum Lakel Yezer, Dom, the Shiv Chazakar Shiv Chazud La Mati Mazman La, Shiv Chazakar Ishus Mati Mazman La. So Gemara Basoif answers, Rabbi Eliezer Shita. Rabbi Eliezer Shita over here was, forget, Yeh Shiv Chazakar Ishus. So if we're going to say the Menachem Yitzchok, then we'll learn that the bribes of Aman of the Kohen Gadol, it's going to Rabbi Eliezer, that it's not a problem to sell after Ishus. Why didn't we want to just say that originally that it's going to Rabbi Eliezer? So Rashi says, because since Rabbi Eliezer is Shmoisi, Gemara says in a bunch of places, so we'd rather not be Koiveya, the Braiso held like him. Shmoisi means that he was a Talmud of Beishamai. At least one shot in Shmoisi. If I should just explain why we went to great lengths not to say it's Eliezer, when at the end we have a Pashta, Teretz, and it's Eliezer.
Shmoisi, who means that they call people that were Bishamites?
Yeah. That's one shot, there might be other shot. Yeah? All right, Tzimit Hashem. We'll research this further. Rav Ari, don't worry. We'll get there. Hopefully we'll see you. Yeah.